For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. While Ferguson remains under a state of emergency, Governor Jay Nixon has ordered a gradual withdrawal of around 200 Missouri National Guard troops that have been assisting the state highway patrol this week. He said yesterday that he based his decision on an improved situation following more than a week of looting and rioting triggered by the fatal police shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Governor Nixon spoke by phone with Marshall Griffin on his order to begin withdrawing the National Guard and on the overall situation in Ferguson.
The last two nights, we've seen a good, solid progress. And so they were brought in for a limited mission. That limited mission was to provide security to the command post. And so that systematic withdrawal we're beginning with those folks to maintain security there. But with the last two good nights, I believe that beginning that systematic withdrawal is the right thing to do.
As you may know, Michael Brown's funeral is next Monday. Why not wait on the withdrawal until this weekend and the funeral?
Withdrawal from the mission that they have right there is what we're doing. That mission that they were called up on was to provide security for the command post. As we're making progress on that particular mission, we will maintain the resources necessary to protect public safety as well as people's rights to speak. But that was not the primary of the unified command under Colonel Repogel and Captain Johnson is focused on security in that zone. So we're going to continue to monitor the situation. We're trying to make sure we balance this so that we have the force there for public safety.
Did last night's weather play any role, do you think, in the response and the more calm evening?
Well, I think that what's really playing a role, it doesn't hurt, I mean, to have a little rain. I think what you're seeing here is with these outside instigators coming in, the local community standing up too and standing with us, saying, while we want to have some First Amendment things to say, we don't want violence. That wouldn't honor the reason they're there. And I think that a number of local pastors, local elected leaders, and others are continuing to show a great deal of strength and a great deal of courage to get out on the front lines and keep things under control.
Are you planning to stick with Mr. McCullough as prosecutor, or do you plan on bringing in somebody new?
Well, I mean, when there are challenges in democracy, I try to focus on the pillars of those democracies. One of those is locally elected prosecutors that make decisions in a transparent fashion. I think it's especially made a little easier here with a separate federal investigation. So that's not on my list of things that I'm focused on. That's for sure.
Have you learned any lessons regarding what has happened in the past nearly 2 weeks of Michael Brown's tragic death and what has happened since then?
Well, just that you have to be agile here. I think some folks on the outside of this say, "Oh, you're shifting here or there." Well, I mean, we needed, in my view, to begin to separate the folks that were legitimately expressing their First Amendment rights to those that had come to incite and do criminal acts. And one of the ways to do that was to lay out a time, that curfew that we put in.
That was Governor Jay Nixon speaking with Marshall Griffin. An extended version of this interview can be heard at our website, kbia.org. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney. Missourians from all over the state gathered at a peaceful rally yesterday in Columbia to talk about their want for justice for Michael Brown and to raise awareness about police brutality. Michael Brown was shot and killed almost 2 weeks ago by a Ferguson, Missouri police officer, and his death caused protests in Ferguson that turned violent at night. Dominique Gallis was a participant at the rally. He says getting young people involved in issues like this one are important.
Where the people most affected when law enforcement is enforcing the law.
The rally took place next to Boone County Courthouse and included speakers from the NAACP, grassroots organizing, and more. It had over 100 participants and was peaceful with no police officer in sight. The lieutenant governor wants lawmakers to look into events related to the fatal shooting of 18-year-old Michael Brown. Lieutenant Governor Peter Kinder yesterday called for the creation of a bipartisan panel of House and Senate members to review the state's law allowing the use of deadly force by police officers. Kinder also wants the panel to investigate what he describes as a failure in communication by state, local, and federal law enforcement agencies investigating the August 9th shooting in response to the protests. He says lawmakers should review the state's open record law for police investigations to ensure the public has access to information. Kinder also wants the panel to look at education reforms in the area. Two more former University of Missouri students have gone public with assault allegations against ex-running back Derek Washington, including a woman soccer player who said her coach suggested she could lose her scholarship if she pursued her complaint that Washington punched her in a 2010 fight. A second woman says Washington raped her on campus. Prosecutors declined to file charges in that case, despite a request to do so by campus police. The women made their statements to ESPN's Outside the Lines for a report published yesterday. Washington couldn't immediately be reached. University Chancellor R. Bowen Lofton says the school made mistakes by not investigating the sex assault as federal law requires. Washington was convicted in 2011 of deviant sexual assault against a former school tutor and served 4 months of a 5-year prison sentence. The National Weather Service says extreme heat may have caused damage to a substation transformer that caused a large power outage in southwestern Missouri. The outage hit Christian County customers of Empire District Electric Company yesterday afternoon. The company's outage map showed nearly 7,700 customers without power as of 7 p.m. Empire District Electric said on its Facebook page that crews were bringing in a replacement, but customers were told the outage could last most of the night. The outage-affected communities, including Ozark and Sparta, the area is located about 15 miles east of Springfield, where temperatures hit 97 degrees yesterday afternoon. For KBIA News, I'm George Varney.